Delaware lawmakers are taking a second crack at regulating beverages infused with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Sales of the drinks that pack a potent buzz would be restricted to liquor and marijuana retail stores and microbreweries under the House bill. The bill would cut out CBD stores, smoke shops, and even some bars and restaurants that serve the non-alcoholic drinks with names like Bliss Day and Orange Crush. Jesse Jennifer isn't happy. His Botanic Organic CBD store north of Wilmington has a cooler with several brands of the THC drinks.
Obviously, it's going to cut out some of the people who have established this industry in Delaware.
It would definitely hurt us a lot, and I think the thing that would hurt us most is not just the bottom line, but just the fairness and the equity of it all.
Last year's bill did not include weed stores, and sponsors pulled it after CBD and cannabis advocates accused them of giving a gift to the powerful liquor industry. State Rep. Ed Osensky is one sponsor. He said too many CBD stores sell sketchy products.
Liquor stores are better equipped and have more experience selling intoxicating products to Delaware public, more accustomed to following regulations, being overseen by the Liquor Control Board, and they would do a better job of making sure the public is safe.
Marijuana Commissioner Josh Sanderlin said he's gratified that lawmakers are including his industry's retail stores.
It's the right way to go because the products are coming into the state already. They're being sold in liquor stores, which is a responsible age-gated area.
Liquor and cannabis stores restrict sales to people aged 21 and above. The bill stipulates that the drinks would have to be tested at a state-licensed cannabis lab. They'd also be taxed at 50 cents a can. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.